In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Standing. You got to have your Bible or whatever you're doing with it, a few minutes, because I'm going to do some impartation at the beginning. But if you write notes, it's time to live in kingdom health. Now, I never heard that term, kingdom health. Kingdom health. So it seemed to me that the Lord won't even let me travel. I got to build this church apostolically and prophetically. And then my traveling got to be other times. Isn't that something? Yes. And he got guys and girls who are preaching in the pulpit who are preaching good enough for me just to be able to handle it from here. Yes. It's so powerful. So with that in mind, I want to impart some things to you that I think would become real to you. Now listen, there are things that you may be dealing with in your body because of lack of instruction or wrong instruction for a long time. So I'm still dealing with some things, my body. You know, I'm in pretty good health, but I still deal with things that has come over the years that I didn't know that I could deal with it from my body perspective. Turn to Psalm 139. Because what I want you to know is we are designed by God to live in good health. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
We are designed. And that's Psalm 139, verse 14. You're going to give that clear. Three specific words that are not on a normal stage is said there in Psalm 139:14. I would praise thee for I am fearfully. Now, it's wonderfully made, and marvelous is thy work, and my soul knoweth right well. Your body is made fearfully, wonderfully, and marvelous. Your body, anything attack your body attack back, but it needs some help. And by us not knowing, we don't give our body the assistance that it need to have. And what God is doing now is showing us some things, how to stop the robbery and how to take back what's rightfully belonged to us. So it's going to take some faith, it's going to take some preaching and teaching and impartation. With that in mind, I know the next part of that verse said, and my soul knows right well.
Yes, sir.
You notice that?
Yes, sir.
Then you have to look again at 3 John 2 now.
Yes,
3 John 2, you put them together. 3 John 2, you put them together. And beloved, I wish you all things that you prosper.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And be in?
Help.
Be in what?
Help.
But then it says something else. Even as your soul prosper. So foundational, we cannot leave Romans 12, 1 through 3 out. We have to be a student of Romans 12, 1 through 3, dealing with our body, dealing with our mind, and dealing with our faith properly. All right, Romans 12, 1 through 3, you see. You got to have those in place. Now, look at 1 Corinthians 6, 19. 1 Corinthians 6, 19. We talk about it's time to live in kingdom health. Say kingdom health.
Kingdom health.
Now, we're not talking about no regular health. We're not talking about I didn't want to say it, but we're not talking about no pharmaceutical or doctor help here. We're talking about kingdom health. Because what happened, Christian, like everybody else, pastors and preachers and everybody else, believe the same thing about this. So apostolically and prophetically, the Lord in these last days want to bring to the church so they can live in their full, two major things, and the world talk against it, health and wealth.
That's
it. Anybody got any argument with that?
No, sir.
Anybody want their health?
Yes, sir.
Anybody want their wealth?
Yes,
Yeah, if not, go to another church, please. Because it's the Bible. God wants us to be healthy and wealthy.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, sir.
Healthy and wealthy. So when you look here, it says, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? You got that?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Which is in you, what you have of God, and you're not your own. So you can't be making these crazy decisions after you learn the truth. Go to the next word. Sit there and make these crazy decisions, and you know what's going on, and you need to get under the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I said we need to get under the conviction of the Holy Spirit, not your neighbor. Who talking about God? No. Notice now, for you are bought with a price. Paid for. My help, say my help, is paid for. And I ain't accepting no lie about it.
Yes,
you bought with a price. You know what the price was, right?
Yes,
sir. So then it says to us, look at what it says to us now. Therefore, glorify God in your body. What do you think that means?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to lag. Don't need to lag about it. It means be healthy. Go ahead and let that health live in you and show off for God. See, God got me healthy. If you bought a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So we're just trying to glorify him in our spirit. But he said, glorify him in your body. Do you think that has anything to do with health? Do you think God expect us to have health after Jesus prayed for it all? I'll let you sit down in a few moments. Health consciousness. Look at Romans 9:1. Health consciousness. Consciousness of health. Awareness that health is available and allowable for us right now. Now, this is apostolic and prophetic because most pastors live just like the member. The first thing, he go to the doctor and he's living on pharmaceutical and just like the memo. So that's why we so dumb. I knew they wasn't going to write too wrong, but I did say we. I'm talking me too. That's why we've been so dumb, because the pulpit has not walked in the apostolic and the prophetic, which would challenge things like this.
Come on.
You know, I've been challenging you.
Yes.
See, but you got to have an anointing to do that. And so because they have not been walking in the fivefold ministry gift, the apostle and the prophet had been cut out. That's where our health was cut out.
Yes, sir.
See, but God's bringing it back now.
Yes.
And he's talking to you.
Yes.
Because I'm a child of God, because I'm born of God's spirit, because of the Holy Ghost living on the inside of me, I have the right to be healthy, no matter what disease, what disease, what bacteria, whatever they're calling out in the natural. I got a right to live in, watch what I say now, supernatural health. See, now you got to build your faith. You understand? You got to build your faith. A pastor can stand up here and say all kind of stuff, but you got to let the Holy Ghost build your faith. You got to go over this stuff, sit down, meditate, think about it.
Yes, sir.
Talk to yourself, talk to your body. Expect your faith, because so then faith comes by hearing. See, so God cannot operate without faith. So if no matter what revelation or what anointing or what impartation is given up here, if you don't use your faith, you ain't gonna get it. Okay. So you let the Lord build you while we're dealing with this. Did you notice that with Romans 9, I say in the truth of Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. So your conscience can team up with the Holy Ghost about your health.
Yes.
Thank you,
Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
And then this next thing I want you to write down is the importation is health conviction. You have to have conviction about your health. Then 3 John 2. I'm not going to go to it. And I wrote this verse down quickly. I hope it's the right verse. Health cleansing. Health cleansing, John 15:3. Look for the scripture, you're clean with the word.
Yes, sir.
Health cleansing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then the other word, now y'all, hold on, put your seat. Health consumption. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Look up here. Health consumption.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
We know nothing about health consumption. Nothing. And the average person is what I need a nice word. Don't want to know nothing about it. And then they want you to pray all night long. I ain't praying all night. You hard-headed thing, you. I ain't praying all night because you need to understand what the Lord is doing for you. You in an apostolic setting. You in a prophetic setting. You understand?
Yes, sir.
There's anointings that won't come in this room right now and can heal everybody up in here. How many believe God can do that? You know, God healed all us up in here, all the people on the line, but none of my members at home. It could happen, you know, God will show off, you know, he'll do it. You here, aren't you?
Yeah.
How many of y'all are glad you're here? It could happen any minute. Now, to activate, just a moment now, to activate this type of, it's time to live in kingdom health. There are three things always come with the kingdom. And I'm going to get Matthew 6:10, and I think Matthew 6:13, where you say, "Thou is the kingdom." Uh-huh. The three things that always come with the kingdom is power, glory, and God's will. Is God will for you to be healthy? Is God power that can make you healthy? Is God glory that will keep you healthy? Are y'all getting it?
Yes, sir.
Now, before I give the introduction to tonight's message, I got a prophetic word for you. But I also want to train you how to activate this tomorrow and the next day. Go to Proverbs 4:20 again. It's so important that we get involved ourselves. Now, I shared with you, you know, over the 77 years I've been here, I ain't know nothing about no health. So there are things that you didn't do right that you got to correct. All y'all correcting something. Some of y'all ain't correcting nothing because y'all just doing the same old thing. But I mean, if you're gonna, that's up to you. I'm coming to say what thus saith the Lord.
Yes, sir.
That you can live a long, satisfied life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Even God have dispatched. Listen to this. You probably never, God have, in Psalm 91, God have dispatched help angels.
Yes.
Write that down. Help angels. Psalm 91. You look in that. You got three verses talking about how to help all any disease can come what he wants. The health angel gonna pick you up in his hand and hold you right before that disease and say you can't get to him. Isn't that wonderful? See now, I want you to begin to talk to your health angel. Your health angel, you see what I'm dealing with here? I need some help.
Yes,
then you got the Holy Spirit, so you got the health angel and you got the Holy Spirit. Because Acts 10:38 tell you about you got the Holy Spirit, how God anointed Jesus and added with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good, healing all who was oppressed. He anointed him with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
The same anointing that he anointed Jesus with is the same anointing that he anoints us with. All right? Now, over that Proverbs 4:20, then we're going to sit down. Proverbs 4:20 through 23, it tells you how to activate this every day. How to activate kingdom health. You see, you tend to his word and incline your ear to his saying. keep them in the midst of the heart. For they are light to those that find them, held to. That's whatever you're dealing with just got hit. From the top of your head to the bottom of your foot. It's just been hit because he said he'd deal with all. He held to all your flesh. Right? See, your faith need to hear that. And you need to build on that. And you can't go by feeling, because feeling is flaky. And the closer you get, the crazier it might feel. So you got to be operating by faith. Are you following me? Now, this is the prophecy. And I want you to take it personal about what you may be dealing with online. I mean, I got a lot of members online too, from all over the world. How many online now? Show me how many online. Give me the number on the board. 771, all right. Now we're talking about health, and so this is a health prophecy, all right? And the first statement ought to give your body some clarity. The walls are not too high to fall. Only a matter of times in obedience, and all the walls against your health will fall. Keep marching around the walls in obedience, and you will see them fall. And health will be everywhere. Thus saith the Lord. You may be seated. We're talking about it's time to live in kingdom health. There you have the scripture there in Matthew 6:10, where he said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." And then he's talking about thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. So in this revelation, when the Lord was talking to me about tonight, he gave me four words, then three other words. The robbery is over. The robbery that Satan has been placing on your body is over. And the reason it is, it's over. Get this. The revelation has come. The robbery is over. The revelation has come. See, we got John 10:10. You see John 10:10? The robbery is over. The revelation has come. Now, from the pulpit to the head usher, we have not known about this. I need you to become apostolic. And I need you to become prophetic. Yes. And I need you not to be a normal Christian. I need you to be a real Christian. Yes. I need you to be one when revelation come, I'm going to walk in it. Yes. I need you because you've been under the word enough. You know it belonged to you and you got a right to it. All right. So the robbery is over. The thief come, John 10:10, thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. That's three words about hell right there. But I'm come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. I come that you might have a more abundant health. Yes. Abundant health coming to me tonight. Say it. You got to say it by faith, you know. Right. Abundant health coming to me tonight. Jesus brought health to me.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. You follow me?
Yes.
Now for a long time, because the pulpit, the fivefold, back to Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, they hadn't walked in the full revelation of leadership. Because the apostle and the prophet, I'm guilty. The apostle and the prophet was left out. Because when the Lord, my wife and I was on my RV some years ago, and the Lord said, and my wife was on the computer doing some things, I walked across to the other side to pick something off the sofa seat, and I turn around and go back to my seat. He said, I've called you to be an apostle. I said, well, is that right? Because I don't even know what an apostle is. Same time, he had Dr. Forbes send me a book on apostleship, so I started reading and studying. And then I saw some of the signals and things and signs that was already there. So the revelation of health has come. Now, what we're dealing with is health revelation. Now, we got things to deal with behind us because the church been stuck so long, so the thief been robbery.
Yes.
With all your prayer. Because if I pray, God don't let nobody cut me or cut my neck and go cut my own neck, I'm still cut. And that's what, I'm going to use the word now, that what ignorant do about anything. You can be working hard to get something done, because I know all y'all have prayed about health. We mostly prayed about healing. But we start praying about health, but you got a part to play. You know that.
Yes.
Now, look at Isaiah 29 and 11 and hear this statement. My health is the supernatural plan of God. See, you got to get that into your faith. My health is the supernatural, and I'm glad he used the word supernatural, because that means nothing can stop it. And then it says God plan. So God planned for each one of his children to be healthy. What about your children? You know you love your children. You want them healthy, right? What do you think about God? We his children. And then God can supernaturally make us healthy if we yield to it.
Yes,
all right. Now, I want you to take this personal, because some of these things I'm still imparting. A divine flow of health is knocking on the door of my life right now. A divine kukatalabashia. A divine flow of health. And I want to add on, with no respect and no disease, no facts, no attack. It's a divine flow. It's a divine flow. I'm hearing something about divine flow. Divine flow means God already made his mind up and nobody can stop him. It's a divine flow. So a divine flow of health, Revelation 3:20, behold, health said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Any man, any woman hear my voice, I'll come in and bring the health with me. Tell him, come on in. Y'all better do what I tell you now. Tell him, come on in. Online, where my members at?
Come on in.
That call is very important. That's your faith calling for it.
I felt
something there. Come on in. Now, here come a responsibility now. Revelation bring a responsibility. Oh my. Say it.
Revelation.
Bring forth.
Responsibility.
I'm responsible. When God revealed something to me to do my part. All right, here's the next part. Not only a divine flow of health is knocking on the door of my life, I've decided to open the door and follow health, divine health instruction. I decided to open the door and follow. Now, I just take a little side journey with you. That doggone food is a beast, boy. You know, you get your plan, all of them, you got it all set up. And man, you say, oh man. So you're just going to fight. But when once you switch over, I ain't all the way over, but once you switch over, your body will switch with you. Your taste buds will switch with you. And then you'll find your health start coming back. You say, wow. All right. So you in for a fight. Because they got some demons on your taste buds. My suit. Yeah. So I'm a holy. No, you ain't all that holy. But watch that fall. You think you're that holy, watch that fall. You know, no harm, holiness, harm. Did not spell right. Harm, holiness. So you decide to open the door by faith and follow divine health instruction. I'm just trying to give you an introduction. I don't know if we're going to fall past it. Don't deny the Holy Ghost the right to set your body free from sickness and disease. Don't, Acts 10:38, look at it again. Don't deny the Holy Ghost. Once we were ignorant, but now you're being illuminated.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You ask God to give you wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Ask God to give you strength. Yes, sir. See, still, you need a lot of help. We need the Holy Ghost to help you.
Yes, sir.
But we all plan on living a long, satisfied life, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so this is our time. This is our time.
Okay,
this is the body of Christ. This is our time.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
With insight that God has given us and anointing that God is releasing on us, it's our time. The church is about to shine. We should be different. God, how did you do that? A man called Jesus. I went all the way. Now, there in teaching, there are some simple statements that if it wasn't for the backup of the Holy Spirit, you'd just be saying something. But I'm going to make a simple statement because Jesus taught very simple. And this simple statement is very powerful to me. It is your God-given right to be healthy.
Yes, it is.
It is your God-given right to be healthy. That's very simple, isn't it? It is my God-given right. Say it.
It is my God-given right.
To be healthy.
To be healthy.
I have an assignment.
I have a commission to carry out.
For the kingdom of God. The body of Christ should be flooded with the revelation of hell. It should be flooded. We talked about the hell angels in Psalm 91, 10, 12. If I turn there with them hell angels and see what could happen and what can't happen to you when you know the truth. Psalm 91, 10. I got to read this because the next statement is going to be real strong. So I got to get some help before I go over there. Because I'm going to have to say some strong words in here. But thank that I'm not disrespecting nobody, but I got to say it. All right. All right. But I'm not scared. I'm not scared to say it. I'm just talking nice for you. But I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm trying to keep you from going to a regular church. I don't want you all that. I just want you here. Hallelujah, I'm going to heaven. You see what Psalm 91:10 said?
Yes,
there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague. What plague make you think about? Sickness, disease. Any. Come now. Thou the one. How they been getting in? A lack of knowledge. Go to the next one. Let's go to 11, boy. For he shall give his angels, I call them hell angels, charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
Yes,
now I want you to talk to them.
Yes,
I want you to talk to your health angel.
Yes, sir.
I say, I want you to talk to your health angel. I'm going for my health. So, yeah, so stop me when I need to be stopped. Turn me when I need to be turned. Help me because I got some weak areas. Who going to lie to me and say they ain't got no weak areas? Help me. I don't want you to be condemned. That's another word. I don't want you to be condemned, nor let the enemy judge you. We're not talking about that. We're talking about keep on until you can come under conviction of the revelation. I don't want you to all be just beating yourself down. Oh, Lord, I did it. Oh, Lord. Your pastor. I ain't had the Lord there. It's the Lord going to be there. You and the Lord and Satan. But you should have some conviction when you sit under the word like that. You should have some conviction and you should have confidence. See, I want to build your confidence. If I build your confidence and you have conviction, you're going to consecrate your body to the glory of God and enjoy life. And then you go to the 12th verse. Go to the 12th verse. They should bear the angels. They should bear them health angels. In their hand, they dash their foot against the dawn. And you know, Hebrews 1:14 said, are not the all ministering spirit sent forth to minister for the heirs of salvation, right?
Yes.
Y'all remember that?
Yes.
All right, now, here's the thing that you have to have your seatbelt on. We're talking about the time to live in kingdom hell, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Deception, disease, doctors, drugs. Never get it to real help. Real help only cometh from God. And they never let us get to God. Some do, but many don't. Because sometimes they act like they God. And so we have a tendency to obey man more than we obey the gospel. Or we trust man more than we trust God. You have to work on that. You have to know how to pause. If bad news comes, don't fall on the floor. Find out what God say about this. And then he'll direct you. If he want to direct you to a doctor, he want to direct you to a drug, that's fine. But those are only temporary.
Yes.
So let me just read it again. Deception, disease, doctors, drugs, never get into real help. Real help only comes from God. Now, even from the pulpit, we shepherds or pastors or whoever standing up here need to follow God's health plan. Because lack pulpit, lack people. If you up here sick, broke, and slick, that's the way the people are going to be. Because now if she go to that church, watch her. All right, Jeremiah 29:11 says this. And I got it in another way. Knowing how to yield to God's help plan. Jeremiah 29:11. Knowing how. See, that's what the Lord got me teaching you. Knowing how to yield to God's help plan. God has a plan for my help. Say it. Write it down. Type it down. Circle it. Do something with it. God, and put that scripture with it. For I know the thought that I think toward you, the Lord thinketh. Say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. And one the NIV say, God wants you to prosper. Wants you to prosper in your health and your wealth. Health and wealth. Turn to Isaiah 1, Verse 19, I'll make another statement that the Holy Ghost gave me. Let me, with your obedience, shut down sickness and disease in your life. Let me, with your obedience. I know what y'all would like to have. Y'all would like to have them statement I make on the board, wouldn't you? So you keep writing. That's what you want me to start doing, don't you? I might start doing it. But I don't let nobody mess with my outline too much. And the man got to have it in the back in order to do it. My secretary a lot of times don't see some of my outlines. She do some of them, but some of them I don't let nobody touch them. So let me say it again so you can hear it. Let me, with your obedience, he's talking about your obedience. God said, let me shut down sickness and diseases in your life. And what he said, I got a plan. So tonight, I'm asking you on behalf of God to turn to God help plan. Yes, sir. Just talk to him. Say, Father, show me your help plan. I'm dealing with so-and-so. Show me your help plan. It may be go to that doctor and let him check you out. And just like just a few weeks ago, my granddaughter broke her hand and went to a set of doctors, and they were going to operate and put something in there, a rod or something. But my son is wise enough, he brought her to get another opinion, and my daughter-in-law, to get another opinion. And the man said, oh, no, you don't need no operation. He said, I see it's healing already. At that body, you see. See, I see the healing already. Let's check it out a few weeks and see. And just the other day, he told her, you're good to go back. We get on the table too fast. Yes. Pause. Get some wisdom. You really, you know, you want to call somebody else, and it's good to call. That's why God put shepherds over you. But you need to train yourself where you can talk to God for yourself. Amen. You know, God, help me here. What should I do here?
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And sometimes the wisdom is, go do this.
Yes, sir.
I'm not saying not to do it. You understand?
Yes, sir.
But have the wisdom of God. Don't be ready to go. Every time something come up, you're ready to go. All right, here's another. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got a question. There's a question here. I'm going to show you how to do it, all right? The question from God when I was meditating, said, ask him, do you know how to wear my health boldness? Do you know how to wear my health boldness? Would you begin to declare, I'll never be sick another day in my life? Don't be scared. Turn to Isaiah 53, verse 5. Notice why you can say this. Not by might, not by strength, but by his power. Look at that. Look what that scripture said. But he was wounded. And you make it personal for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. Just out of my people's upon him, and with his stripes, I'm healed. See, your faith got to talk. You cannot function without faith. You got to have, I'm going to give you from spit stuff out now, Hebrews 11, 1 faith, Hebrews 11, 6 faith, Hebrews 12, 2 faith. See? Then I'll give you another one, Jude 20 faith. Give you another one, Romans 12, 3, faith. You can't have you can't let your mind take your faith over. Your faith got to take your mind over. All right? You still here?
Yes, sir.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say praise God.
Praise God.
All right. Now, keep meditation and prayer floods flowing in your healthy place. Keep meditation That's back to Proverbs 4:20-23. You get that, just put that in your notes so you have that in the outline. And when you read it, pause and you'll see what the Lord is saying. All right, I'm almost through. Listen at this. This is fresh from the Holy Ghost. Health miracles are circling around the people of God now. Turn to Hebrews 2 for me. Hebrews 2. Health miracles are circulating around the people of God now. So right in this room right now, health miracles are circulating and health angels are circulating right in this room right now because he's waiting on this to be taught to the body of Christ. See, Word of Life, you're working sort of as a headquarter church. I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about the headquarter church. People all over the world are going to catch a hold of it. They're going to catch a hold of this. And they're good people, but they're going to catch the revelation prophetically and apostolically. And we're going to see a lot of people last longer than it was supposed to last. According to the status quo. Now, listen to this now. Health miracles are circulating around me right now. See, that's how you make it point. Health miracles. You out there walking, doing something. Health miracles are circulating around me right now. Health angels are circulating around me right now. See, that's your faith talking. The angels are there. The miracles are there. I would get some water, Leroy. But if I get water, I might stay too long. You got the scripture, Hebrews 2:1. No, we had Isaiah 53. Well, we left Hebrews, huh? We left it. No, Hebrews 2:1. Read it while I wait on my water. Go to the second verse, read it. Go to the third verse, read it. Verse 4, read it. Read verse 4 again. Now, I want you to think about your health. We're going to read it again. I want you to think about your health when you're reading it. We're placing all this on your health. Go ahead. Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
Do you have that in your life now? You read it full time. See, help. You got signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost going to work on your health.
Yes,
you got it?
Yes, sir.
Health glory is prophetically turned loose on you now. Health glory. You write it? All right, good. Go ahead to Exodus 16. Verse 10. You want me to say it again?
Yes, sir.
Health glory is prophetically turn loose on you now. And it came to pass that Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. They don't want me to finish, do you? But he'll lie. I drank a whole barrel of water. You got Exodus 16, 10 through 15. All right. The health of God belong to me. I will not be denied by myself nor the world. I will take it back by force. Mark 11, 22 through 24. You're going to read it. Mark 11, 22. Taking it back by force. Mark 11, 22. Not Exodus, Mark. Boy, he's fighting back there now. Mark 11, 22. Go ahead. It's Mark 11, 22. Y'all go ahead and read it. Now, think about what you're reading about now. You're reading about this statement that the Lord gave me in the Spirit. The health of God belong to me. Listen to the next statement now. I will not be denied by myself nor the world. That's Satan too. I will take it back by force. You got it? Y'all heard that statement? Let me say it again. Now I want you to say it with me. The health of God, and I want you to touch yourself, belong to me.
I will not be denied
by myself
nor the world.
I will take it back by force. I read Mark 11, 22. Read. Go to the next verse. You're talking to your health. You're talking to sickness and disease. Go to the next verse. 24. Whoop. Read it again. Whoop. One more time. Now, who sitting in here do not desire help? Finish reading. When you pray, all right. Abiding health is on the altar of your heart. That's John 15:7. There is health glory accounts, plural, ready to flow with the blood signature of Jesus. There are health glory accounts, like an account in a bank, ready to flow. And look at the five, the seven things that the blood in Revelation 5:12. Revelation 5:12. You got it. Your health, your body has a health blood account. A sevenfold health blood account. You can pull either one of these out and get your help with it. Any seven. saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive. What? No. All right, pull your power out. Pull your riches out. Pull your wisdom out. Blood wisdom. Pull your strength out. Blood strength. Pull your honor. Blood glory. Blood blessing. See it? I'm going to give you three more and I'm closing. We must learn how to communicate with the Holy Ghost of hell. What? The Holy Ghost of hell. I said we must learn how to communicate with the Holy Ghost of hell. Acts 10:38. He healed them all. He anointed Jesus to heal them all. Now, I'm making this statement for pastors and evangelists and teachers and prophets and all the five of the ministry gift who are listening to me, churches. I want pastors to start all over the world to start training their people about this. The church knows nothing about it. So in my time of meditation, I was told to release the apostolic and prophetic health anointing over the fivefold ministry gifts now. I'm doing it right now. Any pastor, because I got some sneakers, you know. But that's all, I got some sneaker listeners. Pastors. I want them to know I'm a brother. And just because I'm down here in Darrell don't mean I don't know nothing. I mean, the Lord, can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Yes, sir.
And my closing words here is drawing health from the well and the rivers. And I think it's John 7:37-39. I think if that river out of your belly should flow rivers of living water, I think got some health in that living water flowing out of you. And you a child of God, that river is flowing through you. You got it? Stand on your feet. Give God some praise. Now I usually go home and I write so many things when I'm praying and studying. Most men run their ministry from a computer. I run mine from a rocker. Been doing it for 50 years. I sit in the rocker and just pray. And that's the way I run the ministry. Not from a computer, but from a rocker chair. I've been doing it for 50 years. Finally got me a little better rocker. I was sitting in some chairs about to fall out sometime. Hallelujah. We were broke and happy.
Yeah.
And full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So your health must be fully exposed to the kingdom shepherd. You must walk through the valley of sickness and disease untouched. Yeah, do I walk? Yeah, untouched. Health freedom has come. And John 10:27. Health freedom. So I don't want to take this back home with me. You're called by Jesus to wear the yoke of health. Not sickness and disease. Isaiah 10:27. He destroyed the yoke with the anointing. Then in Matthew 11:27-30, he said, by revelation, take my yoke upon you. You think his yoke sickness and disease? No. He wants you to wear the health yoke. Glory to God. The anointing and glory of health is being released on the body of Christ now. Luke 4:18, Acts 10:38. You know, I thought about that scripture in Psalm 23 I was studying and thinking about sickness and disease and dying early from some sickness. Yeah, do I walk through the valley shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Then he says, thou prepares. He says, I'm walking through. Don't stop and give up. I'm headed to the table. He prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemy. Not in my head at all. My cup runneth over. Surely. Goodness and mercy. You think sickness and disease, if I got revelation, can stay by goodness and mercy there? No. See, we've been held back. I'm clothing, but we've been held back. But y'all, please pay attention to what the Lord is saying to you. Do you know what the Lord, do you know what this kind of message is? Do you know what it is? I'm listening to myself.
Come on.
A person can come here hopeless and sit for a few minutes and gain their hope back. Because of what God is saying to us. I may talk to you about it. I'm just stop having a form of help and denying the power thereof. Fake help. Let's say something. Let the help flow.
Let the help flow.
Right now.
In my body.
All my brothers.
And
sisters' body.
All over the world.
In ministers,
in
pastors,
yes.
teachers,
evangelists,
yes. prophet,
yes.
and apostle.
Yes.
Let health flow.
Yes.
Let revelation break out.
Yes.
In pulpits, yes.
all over the world,
that God's children
yes.
can claim
yes.
and take up on their health.
Yes.
In Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.